So last week we brought you a story about Thor's hammer. If you remember, Thor is a Norse god, and his hammer, the Mjolnir, was recently approved by the VA as an official symbol that can now be etched onto the headstones of fallen service members. Well, we heard from many, many heathens. That's one term for people who practice the religion of Ásatrú and who worship the Norse gods, about our portrayal of the faith and the significance of Thor's hammer as a symbol of that faith. So we called upon some practicing heathens to talk about the Mjolnir.
In the myths, Thor's hammer is the most valued treasure of the gods because Thor uses it to defend both the gods and humans from the giants. So it represents his sacred function. It's a symbol of his protective role.
That's Norse mythologist Carl Siegfried. Lightning, Siegfried says, is also associated with the Norse god Thor, and it played a big part in the resurgence of Ásatrú in the early 1970s with, legend has it, Thor's help. When Icelandic poet Sveinbjörn Beinteinsson petitioned the government to recognize the religion, he was met with skepticism. Then lightning struck, literally.
Very shortly after that, a storm came up over Reykjavik. Lightning bolts came down, and buildings in the area were burned to the ground. So after that, in Iceland, the newspaper headlines were, Thor is angry and he wants the government to get on his side and approve this religion.
They did, but it hasn't been quite so simple for heathens to get approval from the VA. Army veteran Josh Heath has been practicing Ásatrú for 17 years. He says that taking the military oath as a heathen not only means a dedication to your country, but to your faith.
Your oath is binding before the gods and our ancestors as well. Thor's hammer, I think, really represents the power of that oath and the dedication that we have to kind of take on, not necessarily Thor's role, but take on his power and protection when we go out into the world.
Heath was part of the fight to get Thor's hammer recognized by the VA. His group, the Open Halls Project, is now trying to make Ásatrú a recognized religion in the military. He estimates there are 500 or so heathen service members.
And right now we're actually pushing for the Chaplains Corps of the Army to allow us to have Ásatrú and heathen as a religious preference. We have no official way of saying we are Ásatrú, we are heathens, so we're asking for them to get that recognized.
You never know. Lightning might just strike twice.